It is time to go to the business news. Emma Hatton is with us. I'm not going to get you to do it in an Irish accent, Emma, although
please
it's very tempting. What's happening on the markets this morning?
Thanks, Susie. Well, the focus on Wall Street appears to have shifted back to the virus and its economic impact as infection rates continue to increase across America. And investors consider how long a mass rollout of an effective vaccine might actually take. The NASDAQ is the only one in the green at the moment. It's up ever so slightly. Tech stocks are helping that from the downturn, keep the downturn at bay. The S&P 500, however, is down 0.4%, as is the Dow Jones Industrial Average, bearing in mind that those three indices have climbed between 8 and 10% in less than 2 weeks. Meanwhile, the NZX Top 50 Index is still rising, limping to a fourth consecutive record close. It gained 5 points yesterday and will start today at 12,670. And looking at the currencies, the New Zealand dollar still holding strong against the US, 68.7 US cents and 94.5 Australian.
Now, here are some words we haven't said for a while. Provincial Growth Fund calls for it to be extended.
Yes, the PGF, obviously the pet project of former NZ First Minister Shane Jones, has had just had its first repayment of a loan. Maungatapiti Berries in Northland received $2.3 million from the scheme to expand its hydroponic growing operation and employ an extra 56 full-time staff. The head of the Provincial Development Unit, Robert Pagu, says the scheme has been successful and should be extended, but new criteria should be set to target specific businesses.
Because what we have got now is in certain regions, we've probably reached the capacity for the short term for any further projects to be initiated. You know, we've got a huge amount of construction underway in some parts of New Zealand where they've probably maxed out their ability to take on any more construction work.
Provincial Development Head Unit, Robert Pagu.
Now, Xero has made a huge half-year profit. Is this going to be the new normal?
No, it says don't expect it to be the new normal, but it did make a huge half-year profit. Bumper start to the year, reporting $34.5 million for the 6 months to September. Last year, the company reported $1.3 million for the same period. The company's chief executive, Steve Vamos, says the bottom line result was a consequence of less spending by the company due to the pandemic, and it should be looked at in the context of an extraordinary 6 months. He says the extra money will be invested back into the business.
Getting more customers on board and also helping them use more applications, because that will help their business and business performance, is a big part of our investment focus going forward. And then the other is there's no end of opportunities for us to continue to innovate and evolve Xero's product range to support our customers. So product development is the other very key area.
It's the chief executive of Xero, Steve Vamos, and we'll have an analyst's view of that Xero performance in our main bulletin just after 10 to 7, along with information about the trade deal New Zealand is about to sign that you've probably never heard of, and of course an update on the financial markets.
Thank you very much. Emma Hatton there from our business desk.